The wife lights the candle, and she's Makabel Shabbos by the lighting of the candle. It's not Shabbos yet, because Shabbos is only after Pesach. But she lights the candle 20 minutes before. So she is Mikabel Pesachet Shabbos. That's called Pesachet Shabbos. This Pesachet Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraita. You see, according to most of the sheetahs, it's d'oraita. She's Mikabel Pesachet Shabbos. And by her, it's already Shabbos. But she forgot to do some things for Shabbos, melochet for Shabbos. So she asked her husband to make for her the melochet. That for her, it's also already. It's the issur d'oraita for her to make the melochet. And she asked her husband to make it for her. The shayla is if you're allowed. We know that on Shabbos, you cannot tell a goy, an akum, a nochri to make for you a melochet. There's the issur d'rabbonon of amire le'akum, amire le'nochri shvut, says in the Gemara in a few places. That's on Shabbos. What about the Sefer Shabbos? You could tell the nochri, you could tell a goy, to make for you a melocha or not. So it's a mefurosh Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Aleph Seif Aleph Mi shekibel all of Shabbos Sho o ishtayim koidim shechashecha, or hour or two before nach Yochoil lo imar le'ei le'yehudi le'adlik ha'ne. He could tell her nochri, he could tell a goy to light a candle for him, v'sh'ar dvorim shetzorich, and everything he needs to make for him for Shabbos. That's Amir el Nochri. That's in Reish Samech Aleph Seif Aleph. The same thing it says in Reish Samech Gimel Seif Yud Zayin. Mi shekibel olav Shabbos koidem shechashecho. The person mekabel olav Shabbos by him it's Tesef Shabbos koidem shechashecho. Mutor lo imar le Yisroel chaveiroi. Not only to Akum, he could tell Yisroel chaveiroi also his friend to make for him a melocha. Lasso Yisroel melocha. You can have a noise from the melocha, even though by you it's Shabbat. But Kevan, that he is not mekabel Shabbat, he wasn't mekabel Shabbat on himself, so he could make for you the melocha. The same thing, motzei Shabbat. If somebody davens late, he is moisif on the Shabbat after Shabbat. Lechem b'motzei Shabbat, mi she'me'acher liyispalel b'motzei Shabbat. Or he makes the long shadashudis. Mutor leimar lechaveiro Yisrael shekvar yispalel veivdin. He could tell somebody that he already made avdolah to make a melocha for him. That's the halacha that says in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass him this halacha. Shaila is, the Achroinim ask the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Bismeir, more Achroinim, none of Achroinim ask. Very big torah here, very big question. We know that there is the halacha of shluchoi shel odom kemoitzer. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph it says shluchoi shel odom kemoitzer. A person that sends someone to do for him something, shluchoi shel odom kemoitzer. It's like him. It's like he himself made the thing that he told the person to make for him. Now we know another thing that the dvar aveiro. You can't send, no, en shliach ledvar aveiro. You can't send somebody, you can send, but it's not considered that you made the aveiro. En shliach ledvar aveiro. But, over here, if by the shliach it's not an aveiro, only by the meshaleach, the one who sent, by him it's an aveiro, so we pass in the Gemara b'metziah that yidara from Beit, we pass in that yes shliach ledvar aveiro. If by him it's not permitted to do, but the shliach could do it. Lav bar chiyuve. That's the Rosh Magimore. Lav bar chiyuve. Yes, shliach le bar. So
the shliach has to accept that he has not
mekabel shabbos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The shliach. Our case over here. If the shliach wasn't mekabel shabbos, the meshaleach wasn't mekabel shabbos. He sent the shliach to make for him a melacha. Yes, shliach le bar aveira. So ask the shulchanot harav. How could he tell him to do a melacha for him? We know that there's a din of shlichut. If there's a din of shlichut, so when he's lighting the candle, yeah, for him, because he sent him to light the candle because he forgot to do it, he wants to open the light in one of the rooms, he forgot to open the light before Shabbat, he's sending somebody to do it for him, so he is doing it. Din shlichut, he is doing it. He was mekabel already Shabbat. How could he send someone to do something for him, a melacha for him, when he was already mekabel Shabbos? That's the question of the Achronim. So there's a big Yisod. The Yisod says the Bismeir and Eben Ezel Simen Hey says this Yisod. The very interesting Yisod says like this. That's true. Shlichus, we say, when I send someone to do a maaseh for me, so when he does it, it's considered like I did it. Also, the isu with isurim d'oraita, if he does the isu, yeah, if there's no problem of shlichus v'aveira, so it's considered like I did the isu, that I did it with my hand. But on Shabbos, the isu of Shabbos is not making a melacha. That's not the isu of Shabbos. The isu of Shabbos is shabbosim. Just don't do nothing. Don't do melacha. That the isu is not the nice melacha that you're doing. Not the asir, actually the asir that you're doing. The asir. What's the isu? The isu is not what you're not. The shabbosim. You're not nach. You're not the menucha. What you're not the menucha. That's the isu. Mele, he says like this. When you send someone to do for you a melacha and Shabbat, you did something. You were Shabbat, you were in Shabbat. You're in completely menucha. You didn't do any maite. And the chename, the din is that his maite considered like you did, but on Shabbat the maite is not the isu. In Shabbat the isu is what you are not shoyvet. That you're not, you didn't have Shabbat. That's the isu on Shabbat. If that's the isu, so shlichus won't help it, nothing. Even though there is shlichus, you could send someone, but it doesn't consider like I made the ma'aseh melacha, because even though it's considered that I made, there's no issue. If you didn't do, actually you didn't do nothing. You just sat, you slept, yeah? He did it for you, there's no issue on Shabbos. That's only the issue on Shabbos, because it says Shabbos. Why don't you allow very good. Shaila is that's the Yisod of the Bismeir. It says in Shulchan Aruch Sefer also, Ksav Sefer and Begitin. It says also very good. That's the question. That's the big question. What about Amir LeHakum? Why is Amir LeHakum also? Amir LeHakum, we see it's the Yisod of Rabbanon of that, but it's also to say is that Hakum should make for me a melacha. I was Shabbos and I was Shabbos, but me was Shabbos. I didn't do anything. So we see in the Primer Godim in a few places, also Psicha Lechot Shabbos and Siman Shilvov. He brings two reasons why Amir Nahakum is also. Amir Nahakum is also, one reason is because he says, V'daber dovo, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to tell him to do something that you are not permitted to do. That's Isu V'daber dovo. Isu V'daber dovo. Yeah? If so, if you say it before Shabbat, you tell the goy before Shabbat. I'm sorry, you tell him to do for you a melacha and Shabbat, there's no Isu. Because the whole Isu is V'daber dovo. Not to say in your words things that you're not permitted to do on Shabbos. That's the double double. If you make Shabbos early, it's permitted, because the Isu V'davar Dovo is only on Shabbos Manish and not in Tefet Shabbos. We'll see soon maybe why. Isu V'davar Dovo is not in Tefet Shabbos. That's the same God in Purish. But there's another reason. This is what he said. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph and Rashi in Bo Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, Rashi says that the reason Amir LeAkum is also is because there is shlichus lechumre. Akum is lav bar shlichus. You can't send an Akum to do something for us. I want to be mekadosh an isha. You can't send Akum to be mekadosh an isha for you. Akum lav bar shlichus. But lechumre, Rabbonon, vide Rabbonon. Rabbonon said lechumre. That Amir LeAkum v'Shabbat, yeah, to send LeAkum to make for Yom Melacha, lechumre he there is shlichus, and the isu is because of shlichus. So here the question is very big. The Nafkimine, in this second reason, that even if you say it be'erev Shabbat, if you tell him in erev Shabbat to make Yom Melacha on Shabbat, that's shlichus. That's no good. It's not good. So you're not permitted even to say be'erev Shabbat. You can't prepare your akum be'erev Shabbos to make you a melacha on Shabbos, even though there's no isu v'davar dovo. Yeah, but there's the isu shlichus lechumre. That's what that's an halacha says the Talmud. If we see over here the yisod that we're talking shlichus. The chiddush of shlichus is not, it's not shayach over here in Isuri Shabbos, because the Isuri Shabbos is only shvite. It's only not doing, not the maisa meloches. So why Amir and Le'achum is also within shlichus? That's it. You see, the mekor of the halach over here in Reish Samach Gimel Pirkei Zayin is a Rashba. That he said you could send the Yisroel to make a melacha for you. That's a Rashba b'shad. And the Rashba alay says the base of Dafter Zayin. He says megav Yisur Yomtev. It's the same thing. Yomtev b'shadus ain't very Yomtev b'shadus. Ela shezev eskilo bezev ela. Same thing. The Yisur of Yomtev b'shadus is the same. He says mefurish in Rashba that if you send someone to make for you a meloche and Yom Tev, so you are chayiv v'din shlichus. You are chayiv, the one who said the meshaleach, the one who sent, is chayiv v'din shlichus. So we see in the Rashba alay, we see that even though he says over here you are allowed to make a Yisrael, you are allowed to send the Yisrael for you to make a meloche, but Rashba in Beis says that you cannot do it in Yom Tev because there is shlichus. The question is, how does it go together? So the Yisrael is like this. Beis Meir says the Yisrael that the Yisuri Shabbos, the Yisuri is not the Maisa HaMeloche, and the Yisuri is what you are not Shoyde, when you are not by Menuche. Now we can have a Sofik, a Chakira, a Sofik. This Yisrael is only, we know on Shabbos, there's two Yisuri. There's the Yisur Ese Shabbosoy, that's a Mitzvah Ese to be in Shabbosoy. That's one Yisur. And there's another issue. Lo yisase kol melocha. Lo yisase kol melocha. There's a love and there's a effort. So, here we could be started. There's a topic. The love of lo yisase kol melocha is also like the effort. The effort is Shabbosim. So it says, this effort of Shabbosim, I'm adding on a love. Yeah? Not only a mitzvah effort to be beshvise, to not do anything, to not do melocha. There's also a love. If you do melocha, you're going to get a love, you're going to get chila on it. So it starts to come melocha. But the issue is not the asi of the melocha. It's the same thing like the mitzvah sese. It's two issuim that go the same way. The issue is shvit. Lo yisase to kol melocha. That's lo yisase to kol melocha because of what? Leman yenuach, it says in the Torah. Lo yisase to kol melocha. Sheshit yom yitase, v'yom ha-shvi, lo yisase. Tishboi, leman yenuach. The whole reason, the whole ikar inyan is leman yenuach. The love is also not a maise isu, it's a din shvite. That's one side. But we could say no. We could say in Shabbos, it's split to two. We have the esse of Shabbosim. The esse of Shabbosim, enechanam. The esse of Shabbosim is only a mitzvah to be the menuche in Shabbosim. That's the Esau of Shabbosim. But the love of Leitasa Kol Melocho is like the whole loving in the Torah. Over there, if somebody makes a Melocho on Shabbos, is also, there's the Isur of the Maisa Melocho. The Esau in Echename is only to be the Shabbosim. The mitzvah, the Isur Esau of Shabbos is to be the Shabbosim. But the love of Leitasa Kol Melocho, that's a love like all the loving in the Torah. The Esau Masiyah, the actual Asiyah is the Isur. So we could say that this primogodim, the Rashi, that holds, also the Rashbam, that there is shlichus, the chumre, the amir le'akum, yeah, they hold, like the second side, that we said, that there's a chiluk between the esse and the loisase. The esse is right. The yisod of the vismeir is right. It's actually right, but the gabi what? The gabi the esse. The esse of Shabbosim, he can't have shlichus. Because he was shoyve. He was nach. There's no shlichus for shev ve'al taise. Yeah, but the melocha, the maise, the actual asiya, the leisase kol melocha. This you can have it. You can have shlichus also. So we made it. Says the primogodim, amire le'akum. There's the issue of shlichus lechumre. Why? Because b'shabes there's the issue of leisase kol melocha. And the mitzvah of Shabbosim is not oyver. But the Isur of Leisase Kol Melocha is over. That's why you can't do Amir Le'akum. That's why the Amir Le'akum is not permitted on Shabbat. And also Yom Tov. The Rashba speaks about somebody who made Eruv Tavshilin on Yom Tov. And his friend didn't make Eruv Tavshilin. And he can't cook for Shabbat. Yeah? So the Rashba says, what's the problem? Tell your friend that maybe you have shilin to cook for you for Shabbat. Says Rashba, you can't do it. Shluchu shiladon kemaitoi. He's your shliach. It's like you did it, and you didn't make Erev Tavshilin. You're not allowed to cook for Shabbat. So says the Rashba in Beite, no, you're not allowed to tell your friend, you don't have to tell a different person to make for you on the locho, we call them shlichu. Because over there there's the isur loisase kol melocho. Chut me isur. Besides the isur of the mitzvah of Shabbos that we have in Yom Tov, there's the isur of loisase kol melocho. Mainly you cannot tell your different person to make for you a melocho on Yom Tov. But this Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tamech Gimel, we're talking about the Tosefet Shabbos. In Tosefet Shabbos, there's no loisase kol melocho. The Mishnah Berurah brings it before in Reish Tamech Aleph, and the Kivegan Shulchan Aruch brings it. The mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos me'erev ad erev tish v'su Shabbatchen, it says in the Gemara in Reish Hashanah. We learn it from Yom Kippurim. Me'erev ad erev tish v'su. Tish v'su is a mitzvah sefer. There is no love of leitzase kol melocho. One who is the kabbalah of Shabbat, an hour or two before Shabbat, even a few minutes before Shabbat, until the shkia comes in, there is no love of leitzase kol melocho. The whole yisur, the whole mitzvah of leitzase Shabbat, the person is mekabel leitzase Shabbat, is only a mitzvah eser of Shabbat. Me'erev ad erev tish v'su Shabbat. Meile, very good. If there is only a mitzvah eser of Shabbat, then you can make a shliach. Because the whole reason you're not allowed to make a shliach is because of loisase kol melocho, because of the isur of the actually a sea of the melocho. That's only on Shabbat alone. That's why you cannot send akum and nochri to make for your melocho. And that's only on Shabbat. On Yom Tov you can't send your friend that made a shilin to make for you, to cook for you for Shabbat, to make all the melocho that you do from Yom Tov to Shabbat. That's on Yom Tov Gufe, that there's a love of loisase kol melocho. But an Erev Ye'erev Shabbat, an Erev Yom Tov, is Tosefet. The Tosefet is only a mitzvah eser. Mitzvah eser, there's no issue of making a maise. The whole thing is a mitzvah of not doing. Shamosin, menucho. So if you send someone to do, so you are still in menucho. So you're allowed to send someone to do. That's the pshat in this Shulchan Aruch. That's why, Mishakibir alav Shabbat, Kedush HaShemcha, Mutor Loimar Yisrael Chaper Alasis Lo Melocho. There's a nafkamina lemaise in this. Two more nafkaminas will say on this. There's a big machlokes. Mei chutz l'oretz, they have Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni of Golit. And there's a guest from Eretz Yisrael that he doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni. He has only one day Yom Tov. Now this person wants to make melochas on Yom Tov Sheni. So he wants to send. And he wants to ask his friend from Eretz Yisrael to make for him a melach. Yeah? He's prepared to do it or not. So there's a big machleket achronim in Siman Tof Tzadik Vot. Tof Tzadik Vot, Yom Tov, Tof Tzadik Vot. And one of the rayas that you're permitted to do it, you're allowed to do it, is from this. One of the Shalichubim Rigus, one of the achronim, just like it says over here in Reish Tamech Gimel, that you're allowed to tell your friend, somebody else, to make a melach. For you, but they set as Shabbos, even though by you it's Shabbos. Because by him it's not Shabbos, so he's allowed to make for you on the locha. The same thing, mamish, and Yom Tov Sheni of Golit. By you it's Yom Tov, but by your friend it's not Yom Tov. So you can tell the other person to make for you on the locha. That's what he passes the locha Ma'is. Very good. See what we say, it's different Megamah. It's not Shabbos Mechal. Over here, they set as Yom Tov. The Tzetzes Yom Tov is only a mitzvah eser. Now you can make a shlichus, very good. But over there, by Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's only Yisur Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon is Ke'en Doraita, it's like Doraita. We made it as Yom Tov Sheni, there's the Yisur of eser and love. Also a love of Leitase Kol Melocho. If there's a love of Leitase Kol Melocho, you cannot send somebody to make to make for you the Melocho. So if he's there, it will be an issue to send a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do the melacha. That's one nafkamina. There's another nafkamina. There's a machleket. Poiske the zmanim, Rav Wozner and Moshe Sternbuch. They have a machleket. There are some people that are machmir to say to make zman Rabbeinu Tam. We know that Rabbeinu Tam the man of Tzeis HaShabbat, when Shabbat goes out, is the Tzeis HaKoychovim, the normal man of Tzeis HaKoychovim, and the man of Inetam is much later. Much later than the time that's all and over here. So it's like three quarters of an hour later. The Shabbat goes out later. So he's machpe on himself to not make a meloche until Zman Rabbeinu Tam. Until the Rabbeinu Tam Zman that the Tzeis HaKoychovim is much later. Okay. But he's only machpe. Only chumre. So the din is, if it's a Yisurim Doraise, Sosek Doraise Lechume. So he's Machmir only an Yisurim Doraise. But the Yisurim Rabbonon, Sosek Rabbonon Lechule. So you don't have to be Machmir with Yisurim Rabbonon. So go, split up. But Yisurim Doraise, he's Machmir. Yeah? That's the nature of Machmir. So after Zman Rabbein Tam, Yisurim Doraise, the Yisurim Rabbonon, Sosek Rabbonon Lechule, you don't have to be Machmir. Muktzah, Namashah. Muktzah is the Yisurim Rabbonon. You don't have to be machmir isu mukteh until the end of Zman Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, what about Amir al Akum? What about Amir al Yisrael? Your friend is not machmir. This person already made up everything. Yeah, by him Shabbat is out, and he wants to send you shliach to do for him a meloche. Amir al Akum is the isu the rabbono. Amir al Akum isu the rabbono. Maybe isu the rabbono you're permitted to do because sofek the rabbono lekume. So you could do isu the rabbono. Until the end of Zman Rabbeinu Tam. See what we're saying over here, you can't do it in the Shliach. Why? Because when you ask a different person to make for you a melacha, it's not only Yisud Rabbonon. Enichanami, Amir al-Akum is Yisud Rabbonon, the Akum. But you're going to Yisud Rabbonon because it's only Shlichus Lechumre, and it's only the Daver Dovo, that's Yisud Rabbonon. But, when you tell your friend Yisrael to make for you a melacha, but him it's not Shabbat. Him the Shabbat is out already. But when he makes for you a melacha, by you, it's misofik by melachas d'oraita, you're machmir. So sofik d'oraita lechumre. So in loisat to kol melacha, when it says in the Torah loisat to kol melacha, it says on you also. Now, even though by him it's not Shabbat, but by you, until after Zman Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Shabbat. If it's still Shabbat, so you have the isur d'oraita misofik of loisat to kol melacha. You can't take a shliach to make for you a melacha. You can't tell anyone to make for you a melacha. Then it would be an Yisur. Havosna says it's Osu, and Rosh Hashanah says it's Mutu. See what we say over here, it's supposed to be Osu to tell somebody a Yisroi. How come you could do? But Yisroi you cannot tell him to make for your melacha. That's to add on a small vault. It says Leman Yenuach. Sheshet yomim tatsa ma'asecho v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbet leman yenuach shoyucho v'chamoyrecho v'yinofesh ben avotecho v'agir. So the question is in the pasuk mamash. What do you mean? Sheshet yom tatsa ma'asecho v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbet leman yenuach shoyucho? Leman is four. Bishvi. Leman yenuach. You are making your Shabbat leman yenuach shoyucho? Leman yenuach shoyucho v'chamoyrecho. Your donkey shouldn't make a melacha. That's why you're shoyucho. That's why you are not. That's your Shabbat. The man, in order that, shoyucho v'chamoyucho v'inochish ben avotecho v'agir. What's the meaning of the pasuk? So here the Mishpat is a very nice word. Here's the Medrash, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, very known, that one of the Tanoim sold a donkey to a goy. Came Shabbat and the donkey doesn't move. Now that he beats him up, nothing goes. So he comes back to the Tane and he says, Mekach Tov, take your donkey back. He doesn't want to move. So this Yid came to him, said something in his ear, and he went. He stopped working. So the Akum, that's crazy. What's going on? Kishuf. What's going on over here? So he told them, I'll explain you. This donkey, years and years, is what they need. Shabbat? What's Shabbat? Chamorecho, he said, the man you knew, Shorecho, Chamorecho. He knew Shabbat, you're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to do anything. No melacha. He didn't know I told you to somebody else. Yeah? So, okay, Shabbat, he doesn't work. I told him in his ear that now he's permitted to do it. Now he's shaykh to a goy. heard it. He's a donkey. He could do it. There's no Yisra. Yeah? That's the message. After it says that the guy was this guy, he told the donkey could understand the thing, so I don't understand. So he was this guy, and he came again. What's the chat?
Amir
le donkey. Amir le donkey.
Donkey,
what did you do? So the shiny is what's the chat? It's a bear, yeah. It wasn't a special donkey, yeah. It was a bear.
It said, Hamelo Shabbatil ben Yair, it said it's all good, that's wrong. Hamelo Shabbatil ben Yair didn't want to eat Dmai. Dmai is Yisrael Rabban. Dmai. Prophet, he didn't want to eat Dmai.
We see that the Gdoidi, these Tanoi, these Gdoishe Elyon, their Shabbat, it was such a Mashpia Kedushe, yeah. Not only on themselves and all the surrounding that the behemoth, yeah, also got from the kedusha tashavik. Also the Pirat Ben Yoyim was such a kodesh alien. It says more over there, looking more chulin as well. That his kedusha went out to everything that surrounded him. Such a kedusha of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not some maitzah mitzvah that you do. Mitzvah creates kedusha, that this kedusha goes and surrounds everything that goes around the tzaddik. In Mele, even a donkey, even a chamoy, could be a shoyim hashar. That's the tzad in the pasuk. Sheshit yom tzatam asecho ubayim hashvi tishboi. Such a shabbosim, such a kedusha dika shabbosim. Leman yenuach shoricho v'chamoicho. Such a menucha tashalem, in such a darge that it should surround all, survive all the kedusha would go around all.